the Stuart the Minion of podcast bass players. It's Fish B over there. Gladys is around here somewhere, but no time to find her. Because we've got to begin today's show with the end of yesterday's show. Because it's all Fish B's fault. We only have 15 minutes. Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenidos, friends. It's got to go better than yesterday, I think. But those sound like famous last words to me. So we almost got through yesterday's brilliant question. The category was gastric geology. And Fish B, this already doesn't seem right. Do we have some kind of, like, not the music we use at the end. Like, do you have something special, like, hey, I fucked up and wrote an impossibly long question. Hence throwing the entire timing of the audio marvel that is, you know, as the kids call it, the Bob. We're the friendliest podcast in the world. All right. I don't love this music, but I'll lie my head in this bed music. Yesterday's brilliant question. Category was gastric geology. Swear to fuck. The question is, or I should say the impossibly long question is, who has the most stomachs? Three friendly Japanese octopi, or a goat and a cow that are Siamese twins from Vermont, or the average friendly Pakistani family household? Same adjective to describe the Japanese octopi and the families? Way to go, Fishbear. As I told you yesterday, I don't know the answer to this question. If you were to tell me that an octopus has 12 stomachs, I would have believed you. How the fuck would I know? I'm not a marine biologist. Except, of course, when my hand is in my pants, but that's just between me and my pants. And I'm definitely a marine biologist. I don't know what that means, but I mean, there's fluid in crabs. I don't know what that means either. Maybe this is why we can't get through these questions, Fish B, goddammit. But apparently an octopus has zero stomachs. Like, it goes from its esophagus to a magical digestive gland with magical enzymes that's like a stomach, but not a stomach. It's more like a stomach-liver combo. So, three Japanese octopi, zero stomachs. And then, if we assume the Siamese twins from Vermont, the cow and the goat, can we assume that they're not sharing stomachs? They both kind of have four and kind of one. Like, it's a huge stomach. Many compartments, like four of them. You're kind of right both ways. So let's call it eight. By the way, do you know a cow's stomach usually weighs over 100 pounds? Just thought I'd throw that out there. But the correct answer, according to Fishby, 8.5 Pakistani stomachs per household. But that's not the most in the world amongst family households, average size. It's a tie between Senegal and Gambia. Thank you, Fishby. What a delightful way to start. And now I feel like we should end. Till mañana! All right, we'll hold on for just another second here. Although, and this is absolutely true, at any moment, I could be getting a knock on the door. I'm within the window. I've been giving the proper legal notice. The fire department needs to stop by. Usually it's the bed bug people. No, but it's the fire department. Fingers crossed for a stripper gram. I have a magic trick I could show them. And they'll be like, what do you call it? And I'm like, the marine biologist. So that could happen. I also brought up something the other day, if we're just tying loose ends. That although it's a Fox News talking point, I think it is fair to ask where the fuck the Biden family got all their money, like Joe. Yeah, they have a lot of houses, a lot of prime real estate and beaches in Delaware. I mean, you can't just move into Rehoboth for pennies on the dollar. I didn't think Biden had a hugely successful book. And you know why I thought that? Because Biden never had a hugely successful book. That said, he was given an $8 million book advance for a book that he would contribute to, but would be written by a ghostwriter. But even $8 million doesn't go that far in Rehoboth. I mean, you lose 50% to tax, you pay 10% to an agent, you gotta, you know, take Hunter Bowling, which is a financial climb in and of itself. And then, of course, so there's the Biden book advance, and then there's something called the Biden Institute, which the finances get real kind of murky. And that's about the best answer you can get on how Joe Biden got his money. Have we gotten any closer to Whitmer Klobuchar 2024, or are we all just, we're all in on Biden now? We were all not in on Biden, and then suddenly we saw a peppy fella at the State of the Union, and now we can't believe how foolish and how short-sighted we were to ever doubt the mental capacity and wisdom of Grandpa Joe. Maybe that's where you're at. It's not where I'm at. I will say this. These no labels people are a fucking joke. Did you hear who no label? They floated a name. They floated a name. Fish B. Does the name Jeff Duncan, that do something for you? Who's Jeff Duncan? The former lieutenant governor of Georgia? And occasional CNN contributor? That's who. That's who. So after all this work, years and years and years of work, and the two most unpopular presidential candidates in history, no label says, and we don't have anybody for sure, but we're thinking about Jeff Duncan. Fucking joke. Fucking joke. I'm so glad that I devoted 0% of my life to doing anything for no labels, because it would have been wasted time. These fucking cocks. All right. Let's get to Fishbee's questions. See, I have a little time here because we've already done a brilliant question. Just too hard and too complex, and I'm still not sure I know the answer. Was it? It was the families from. Okay. Here we go. Wait for it. Okay. Bless your pathetic little heart, Brian Robert Van Dyne. It's me, Fish B. Curious name choice today. Bless your pathetic little heart, Brian Robert Van Dyne. It's me, Fish B. And other than a podcast god or the chili king of Modesto, What's the most interesting job in America? The most interesting job. And is it really true that your doctors haven't ruled out that you're suffering from a demonic possession? All right, okay, here we go. And then, instead of a brilliant question today, Fishby wants to end with a brilliant statement that we may or may not have time for. We have to push that to the beginning of tomorrow, and then... It's not our fault, it's this daylight savings time. How is anyone's head still connected to their neck? So when these fire people come in, I'm gonna blow their mind with the marine biologist. It's like a rusty monkey. Not to be confused with the rusty trombone. No, this is a rusty monkey. Is this why we can't get to the questions? Because my brain is pushing me elsewhere. Other than a podcast god or the chili king of Modesto, I'd love to be the chili king of Modesto. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the amount of people you'd have the opportunity to show them your trick called the marine biologist? The most interesting job in America? I'm not sure if it's the best job, but the most interesting? Director of the CIA. I mean, can you imagine? I'd be so busy, I'd have no opportunity to show anyone the marine biologist if I was director of the CIA. That's the most interesting to me. Right there with Chili King and Podcast God. And is it really true that my doctors haven't ruled out that I'm suffering from a demonic possession? No one's brought that up, Fishbear. There's been some wild theories over the last decade, maybe last 15 years, but no one's brought up that one. Is there a test? I suppose it is possible. We can't rule it out completely. But I think I have more of... It's like an attachment, right? It's an attachment, it could be, rather than a possession. And today's... What do we call this, Fishby? A brilliant statement? Fishby wants to talk about chameleonism, and is it a real thing? Chameleonism is not a real thing. The chameleon effect is... People are all over Stranger Things star, in addition to a bunch of other stuff, Millie Bobby Brown, because her accent keeps kind of floating around, and they think she's fucking cheating. This is especially true with artistic people, and this is especially true with her, who's had to master many different accents as an actor. It's completely possible to float, and not do it intentionally. I have a few different accents, and the chameleon effect is actually a survival technique to kind of endear you to the people that you're around. And there's a lot of different psychological reasons for it, but that's the most primary reason for the chameleon effect. And it's, you know, it happens. I could, something crazy happened to me at the doctor's office last week, similar to this. Well, maybe I'll share tomorrow. Till then, we only have 15 minutes. Up by noon at the latest every single weekday, except for last week because the wheels fell off.